Segunda tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces.
Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
To have music on the move doesn't seem like a big deal now, but the concept of personal, portable music didn't exist until the Sony Walkman came along, July 1979. It cost $150 and transformed the listening habits of people around the world. Tim Jarman is a writer for Hi-Fi News magazine and a collector of Sony Walkmans.
I remember them in the early 80s when people first started having them and just being amazed by how small it was. And how crisp and bright and large the sound was. It's an entirely new thing and a new experience. And if you had one, you really were someone. Everyone wanted to see it and hear it.
Until the release of the Walkman, the only music available for the on-the-go music lovers was a transistor radio. But it couldn't approximate the sound quality of a record being played on a home stereo. The introduction of pre-recorded music tapes in the late 1960s opened a whole new market. Here's Sony chairman Akio Morita talking to the BBC about how young people had no options for on-the-move personal listening other than the bulky tape recorders.
They have to carry the big machine, the shoulder, and it's noisy and heavy. So I thought, if we got some machine to give a good stereo while people are walking, maybe that's a good idea, because I found youngster cannot live without music.
However, few of Akio Morita's colleagues had as much faith in the personal stereo concept as he did. Andrea Coppen of Sony UK speaking to the BBC.
They couldn't believe that people would want to walk around with headphones on and sort of carry this cassette with them. And he actually laid his job on the line and said, if it doesn't take off, I will resign. And they didn't have much money at the time, so their advertising was very tight. And they decided to give it to students to try. And so people saw them on the trains, in campuses, in towns, and the newspapers picked up on it immediately.
Released at the start of the summer vacation for Japanese students, within 3 months, the entire first run of 30,000 Walkmans had been sold, while audio enthusiasts abroad were clamouring at the door. Tim was one of those people who purchased an original Walkman.
Tim, I know you have with you one of the very first Walkmans.
I do, and one of the remarkable things about it is that it doesn't say Walkman on it anywhere. The name wasn't thought of until a year later. So they were sold under various names. So in some markets it was called the Soundabout, and in some it was called the Stowaway, and some it was called the Walkman, which was a name that Akio Morita personally didn't like.
And people did start using them straight away. It was made available in the US in June 1980. The Walkman was especially popular with a 16 to 24 age group.
They thought it could be a niche product that might not sell, but really caught the public's imagination in every market that it was offered in.
It used two AA batteries and had two headphone sockets, so two people could listen at the same time. The sound quality was exceptional.
The thing about the Walkman is it really was that good. When you listen to the early Walkmans now, it's like you're walking through an invisible concert hall that surrounds you as you go. They really are outstandingly high quality machines. The volume controls on the Walkman are very generous, so you can play it very loudly if you want.
But that also led to some complaints as a result of leakage from the headphones.
Well, absolutely. You don't hear all the music from the headphones, but you hear sort of a tinny rhythm line from the music, which, of course, because people had never heard this before and never had their peace and quiet disrupted in that way before, was seen as quite objectionable at the time. But it's not something that one hears talked about very much anymore.
The fact that people wanted to have music on the move put more pressure on the producers to develop a better quality sound.
The LP was a waning format at the beginning of the 1980s, and by the middle of the decade, pre-recorded cassette sales would far outstrip it. But also, music has to be produced in a different way to be listened to correctly on headphones than it does through a pair of conventional stereo loudspeakers. And so record producers courting the teen market would mix their records to sound good on headphones rather than through loudspeakers from a big system.
After the initial release, there were several innovations that Sony made to the Walkman design.
They added more features, so radio tuners and the ability to record and the ability to play both sides of the cassette without turning it over. After a few years, they made one that was so small it was smaller than the cassette and you had to fold it open before you could use it. And they also went down the route of quality. So they introduced the Walkman Professional series, and they were some of the last made. The Walkman Professional D6C was in production well into the 21st century in its original form.
Around 300 different Walkman designs were made, including a waterproof one, ones for toddlers, and ones that were powered by solar panels. But in October 2010, after more than 30 years and 220 million sales, the production of the Sony Walkman cassette player finally came to an end.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
To have music on the move doesn't seem like a big deal now, but the concept of personal, portable music didn't exist until the Sony Walkman came along, July 1979. It cost $150 and transformed the listening habits of people around the world. Tim Jarman is a writer for Hi-Fi News magazine and a collector of Sony Walkmans.
I remember them in the early 80s when people first started having them and just being amazed by how small it was and how crisp and bright and large the sound was. It's an entirely new thing and a new experience. And if you had one, you really were someone. Everyone wanted to see it and hear it.
Until the release of the Walkman, the only music available for the on-the-go music lovers was a transistor radio. But it couldn't approximate the sound quality of a record being played on a home stereo. The introduction of pre-recorded music tapes in the late 1960s opened a whole new market. Here's Sony chairman Akio Morita talking to the BBC about how young people had no options for on-the-move personal listening other than the bulky tape recorders.
They have to carry the big machine, the shoulder, and it's noisy and heavy. So I thought, if we got some machine to give a good stereo while people are walking, maybe that's a good idea, because I found youngster cannot live without music.
However, few of Akio Morita's colleagues had as much faith in the personal stereo concept as he did. Andrea Coppen of Sony UK speaking to the BBC.
They couldn't believe that people would want to walk around with headphones on and sort of carry this cassette with them. And he actually laid his job on the line and said, if it doesn't take off, I will resign. And they didn't have much money at the time, so their advertising was very tight. And they decided to give it to students to try. And so people saw them on the trains in campuses in towns, and the newspapers picked up on it immediately.
Released at the start of the summer vacation for Japanese students, within 3 months, the entire first run of 30,000 Walkmans had been sold, while audio enthusiasts abroad were clamouring at the door. Tim was one of those people who purchased an original Walkman. Tim, I know you have with you one of the very first Walkmans.
I do, and one of the remarkable things about it is that it doesn't say Walkman on it anywhere. The name wasn't thought of until a year later. So they were sold under various names. So in some markets it was called the Soundabout, and in some it was called the Stowaway, and some it was called the Walkman, which was a name that Akio Morita personally didn't like.
And people did start using them straight away. It was made available in the US in June 1980. The Walkman was especially popular with a 16 to 24 age group.
They thought it could be a niche product that might not sell, but really caught the public's imagination in every market that it was offered in.
It used two AA batteries and had two headphone sockets, so two people could listen at the same time. The sound quality was exceptional.
The thing about the Walkman is it really was that good. When you listen to the early Walkmans now, it's like you're walking through an invisible concert hall that surrounds you as you go. They really are outstandingly high quality machines. The volume controls on the Walkman are very generous. You can play it very loudly if you want.
But that also led to some complaints as a result of leakage from the headphones.
Well, absolutely. You don't hear all the music from the headphones, but you hear sort of a tinny rhythm line from the music, which, of course, because people had never heard this before and never had their peace and quiet disrupted in that way before, was seen as quite objectionable at the time. But it's not something that one hears talked about very much anymore.
The fact that people wanted to have music on the move put more pressure on the producers to develop a better quality sound.
The LP was a waning format at the beginning of the 1980s, and by the middle of the decade, pre-recorded cassette sales would far outstrip it. But also, music has to be produced in a different way to be listened to correctly on headphones than it does through a pair of conventional stereo loudspeakers. And so record producers courting the teen market would mix their records to sound good on headphones rather than through loudspeakers from a big system.
After the initial release, there were several innovations that Sony made to the Walkman design.
They added more features, so radio tuners and the ability to record and the ability to play both sides of the cassette without turning it over. After a few years, they made one that was so small it was smaller than the cassette, and you had to fold it open before you could use it. And they also went down the route of quality. So they introduced the Walkman Professional series, and they were some of the last made. The Walkman Professional D6C was in production well into the 21st century in its original form.
Around 300 different Walkman designs were made, including a waterproof one, ones for toddlers, and ones that were powered by solar panels. But in October 2010, after more than 30 years and 220 million sales, the production of the Sony Walkman cassette player finally came to an end.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.